With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A man linked to a fraud and money laundering scheme at the Cayman Turtle Center has avoided immediate jail time, but will live under strict court conditions. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Jeremy Alexis Williams has been given an 18-month prison sentence, suspended for 2 years for his role in laundering money from the Cayman Turtle Center. The Grand Court also ordered a six-month nightly curfew as a part of the sentence. Prosecutors told the court that between 2015 and 2018, Williams received and withdrew funds passed to him by co-defendant Mark Manderson, a friend who worked at the center. They said that the cash formed a wider fraud against the government-owned attraction. The judge said that the offending was serious because it ran over 3 years and involved public money, but reduced the sentence for Williams' early guilty plea, cooperation with investigators, previous good character, and genuine remorse, as well as delays in bringing the case to trial. Williams is due back in court early next year for a confiscation hearing where the court will decide whether any of the criminal gains should be recovered. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Government has launched a, quote, new and improved gov.ky website. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Technology company Oracle is ending its web-based content management this month, and that's a big deal for government as the company hosts many of its websites.
Without this re-platforming, gov.ky and approximately 60 other government websites would have ceased to function entirely.
Speaking in Finance Committee, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks told MPs a, quote, system failure of this magnitude would have risked losing public trust, exposed government to legal and compliance issues, and interrupted essential communications. And that switchover has now officially started. Key improvements include streamlined navigation, improved search functionality, a better mobile experience, and heightened accessibility and data protection features. This is a beta testing phase, so users are being asked to play an active role, offering up their feedback on the new features.
The public will enjoy a fresh product with modernized navigation, improved search functions, and more timely content updates.
The launch included the gov.ky website and 43 other sites. The full transition is expected to be wrapped up by the end of the year. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other news, Underground Sessions is celebrating 1 year tonight. Organizer Kyle Matrix tells Radio Cayman you can catch James Monroe Jr., Jason Lee Dunkley, Matt Poskett, Johan Fitzgerald, and other special guests. And remember, it's open mic all night long, so you can hit the stage as well. Doors at the Prospect Playhouse open at 7 p.m., and the vibes don't stop till 10. Admission is free.
For this month's show, we're going to have a couple of our previously featured artists, because every month we have a featured artist who kind of headlines the show. So we have four of them that are going to perform this month as we celebrate the end of the year. So please come out if you have something that you want to share. Bring it with you. Get ready to have an awesome night of creativity and community.
Good community, good fun. What's to lose there? That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The European Commission president has said a deal to phase out EU imports of Russian gas by 2027 marks the dawn of a new era. The move is designed to cut Russian revenues that fund the war against Ukraine. Moscow said it would result in more expensive energy for Europe. Ukraine says it's been told by President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, that there was a positive outcome to a meeting with President Putin in Moscow about bringing an end to the war. The Kremlin said some of the proposals were unacceptable but didn't disclose details. The family of a Colombian man allegedly killed in a US strike in the Caribbean has filed the first legal complaint against such attacks to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. The petition alleges that the fisherman, Alejandro Carranza, was the victim of an extrajudicial killing. The Indian government has scrapped an order to smartphone manufacturers to preload a state-run cyber safety app on all new devices. Opposition politicians and global tech companies had expressed concerns about privacy. Cuba's electricity grid has suffered a partial collapse, leaving half the island without power. The antiquated network has been struggling to meet demand. Israel has received a body that Hamas says belongs to one of the two dead hostages still left in Gaza. The remains will be taken for forensic examination. The UN Human Rights Chief has accused the Ugandan authorities of using repressive tactics ahead of presidential elections. Volker Turk urged investigations into alleged arbitrary arrests, disappearances and torture. Chinese state media say a factory is being investigated for making sex dolls that look like children. It's been ordered to stop. BBC News.